Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ravens off today on the practice field tomorrow to get ready for the Cleveland Browns. They're 8.5-point favorites in Cleveland. Let's talk some Ravens and NFL football now as we head up to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Our friend, IA Hall of Famer,
yes,
Cynthia Freeland, joins us now. And Cynthia, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So the Ravens are overwhelming favorites in Vegas to win the AFC North. Are they back? Do you think the Ravens are back?
Yeah, I mean, they just like to keep things interesting, right? They wanted us to be like, oh my gosh, what are we going to talk about for this many weeks? And the Ravens were like, you want to talk about us? Let's do it.
Cynthia, how unique of a player is Kyle Hamilton? Because you can go back to last year, the defense is in shambles, it's on fire, they move him to deep safety, it settles it down. The defense was horrific the first five games this week, or this year. You bring in Alohi Gilman, that allows Kyle Hamilton to play more in the box, in the nickel. It's put out the fire, and now the defense has been so strong. Like, is there any player you could compare a Kyle Hamilton to?
Well, there's a few guys who have that kind of versatility. Maybe not like, you know, in this particular example, you know, with the like exactly how you said, but there are guys like, you know, we've seen like Tyrann Mathieu, Buda Baker, those guys who are just super versatile at the position, but they're very rare and he's worth every penny.
We're kind of looking at the state of the offense now a little bit, and the even sort of the intent of the downfield thrust hasn't been there. You know, Rashad Bateman's hurt now. He's been sort of a glorified decoy this season, not nearly the impact of last year. We think a lot of that probably has to do with the offensive line. But we're looking at this tight end group and wondering, boy, do we start seeing them in 13 personnel even more? And, you know, Kohler showed up in the goal-to-go situations in the red zone. Likely, you know, we know what he can do in the past. Could you see this being that the tight ends is the guys who sustain this for a while?
Yeah. I mean, that's how you built the team, right? The team is built to essentially give the quarterback as many different options as possible. And that is what they need to leverage when things aren't working in one particular phase. So that's just really, you know, this is what it's kind of what it's supposed to be doing, and how the different ways complement each other. That's how you win football games, right? Like, there's no team in the league that's going to have one perfect health or two, a perfect, like, okay, on paper, it looks like it's going to be this, and it turned out to be this. It just doesn't really happen, you know? So I'm looking at it and saying, this is exactly how it was supposed to go, and now we're seeing it in action.
Talking with Cynthia Freeland's Inside Access here on the Fan. Let's stay in the division. The Pittsburgh Steelers, some thought, and we thought, hey, they righted things when they beat the Colts, and then they go out to L.A. and get beat down by the Chargers. How concerned are you about this team moving forward? And Aaron Rodgers, to us, looked old and slow and kind of scared to get hit the other night.
Well, you know what's going to make him look young? The Bengals defense.
That's true.
But so I mean, I think that one's a good matchup for him, but I think it's going to be kind of week to week. I don't think it's going to be something where I'm not as, you know, I always get in trouble when I say this, but, you know, I'm not as thrilled about the Steelers even that win was, it was a great win, but a lot had to go wrong for the Colts in order for them to kind of be in the position. Like that first drive was like 14 different plays, and then they had a weird turnover and some weird stuff happened, and then it just kind of got weird on them. And I don't know a better way to put that because, you know, there's, and it took a lot of weirdness for this offense to, you know, to, for the Steelers to win it. And by the way, the Steelers, you know, credit to the Steelers defense. They actually look like the front that we were expecting from them for one game and one game only.
Cynthia, it seems like Mike Tomlin, especially over the past couple of weeks, has been under fire for not being aggressive. And I know heading into that Sunday night game against the Chargers, they've gone for it on fourth down the least in the NFL, and they've had the least amount of success. Would you like to see the Steelers be more aggressive in those fourth down situations?
I don't know. I mean, I know that people always, and it drives me absolutely bonkers when the people on TV say, the analytics say to go for an urgent, it's fourth and less than three. That's not necessarily true. You know, you have to have the right personnel, the right play, the right opportunity. Where are you on the field? Is your defense stopping anyone? What's going on here? There's a lot to take into consideration, and I don't think Mike Tomlin has as good of a team as we're used to from the Steelers when he was able to be a bit more aggressive and kind of get what he came for. You know, Jaylen Warren had a good matchup against the Chargers, but the Chargers' run defense completely had a plan for him, and it worked. So, you know, I guess my you know, counterpoint to that would be like, well, with what team? You know, like, who are you expecting him to do it with? Like, just be aggressive for aggression's sake, that doesn't really help, right? You have to play complementary football and know what your team can and can't do. And I would argue he probably is weighing his options based on that.
Well, let's stay in the division, and you mentioned the word weird. The Browns sticking, and by the Browns, I just mean Stefanski, because it seems to be him, like his hill to die on. Sticking with Dillon Gabriel, it doesn't make much sense to me. It never really did. And now we're getting into the real weather portion of the schedule, and this little guy, and I say that as a little guy myself, like, boy, he had a lot stacked against him when it was 75 degrees and perfect weather to throw a football around. Like, what do you think's going on here?
I have no idea. I mean, perhaps, obviously, so there's a few things that I would think give me little smoke screens as to what's going on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Number one, they parted ways with Paul DePodesta, the analytics guy from Moneyball. He'd been there since 2015. So he's now no longer a part of the team. That's one little clue. Mm-hmm. Number two, play calling, that one's being switched.
Yep.
That's another little clue. So I guess my question here is it fully his choice? Or is it, like, I don't know where we're at. It just feels like we're getting some weird signaling that would potentially lead me to believe maybe he doesn't have 100% of the decision-making authority in this situation. But I don't know anything. It's not reporting.
Right.
It's just little clues.
Cynthia, are you buying the Colts again? They beat the Falcons in Berlin. It wasn't pretty. Daniel Jones got a bloody mouth, but Jonathan Taylor ran for 240 yards. Are you buying the Colts as far as the Super Bowl contender?
I was there. I saw it firsthand. When you say buying it, to me, are the Colts a feisty contender? Yes. Are they a surefire deep playoff team or a team that I would be shocked if they didn't make a deep playoff run? No. Mm-hmm. So I guess what I'm saying is I think they have some moments. The problem is without DeForest Buckner up front, you saw where exactly you can run against them. The blueprint was laid out. We saw it from Bijan. We saw it from, you know, Tyler Allgeier. It's going to be hard for them to kind of get through that without DeForest Buckner. Now, the field conditions weren't great. It was a little slippery out there, so perhaps their defense will look better, and Sauce will make things, you know, better in that secondary when it comes to not slipping and defending number one receivers. But, I mean, Drake London still had a pretty massive day. So, as long as Jonathan Taylor's able to run, the answer is that they can win games. But do I think they have what it takes to be there at the end? I'm less convinced than when I didn't see them in person, if that makes sense.
Well, Cynthia, let's go to the NFC and a team that got a lot of hype heading into the year, and especially after they whooped up on your Lions week one, were the Packers. And the past couple of games, the offense just has not been able to get in gear at all. Are they a true Super Bowl contender for you?
You know, when your defense only allows 10 points, then you really have a good defense.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't, the coach was right when he says, you know, when you allow 10 points, it's really not on your defense. So that's the first thing. I think their defense is absolutely for real, and it's not just because of Micah Parsons, because the Eagles shut Micah Parsons down for all intents and purposes. It's a defense that doesn't give up many big plays. It's a defense that can balance you out in the run and the pass and make you keep guessing. But I will say,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That, you know, you're looking at the opportunity to be a Super Bowl contender. If your offense is not able to find the wrinkles and seams, the ability to, at the second half, adjust to what's going on in front of you, it's going to be hard to win. And I know they didn't have a lot of film on what this defense would look like with Jalen Phillips, but I kind of think that's not a good enough excuse because, number one, we've seen what happens when Vic Fangio has Jalen Phillips. It happened in
right.
Miami. And
right.
Number two, we know what this defense is capable of in general, and you've got to be able to adapt. So I guess my question is how are they going to adapt? And, you know, Tucker Kraft not being there, every team contends with massive injuries, so it's not an excuse. So they've got to figure out some solutions if they're going to make a deep run.
Cynthia, before I let you go, how was the Berlin experience?
It was amazing. Like, it was crazy and freezing, and the fans were incredible. And, you see fans from every single fandom there, you know, Ravens, all 32 teams are equally represented, but the fans, they really get what's going on. All 70,000 did not leave until the absolute last snap. They wanted to see every single snap of football. They're so invested. It was cool.
Any chance you went to the Bayern Munich Union Berlin soccer match on Saturday morning?
I really would have loved to, but unfortunately I didn't get in time to do much for pleasure.
Gotcha.
I got there Friday and I had to do stuff all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and left first thing Monday morning. So not so touristy for me.
That stinks.
Next time.
Well, Cynthia, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate you. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys.
Thank
have
you.
A great one.
Cynthia Freeland,
bye.
NFL Network. Coming up next, though,
Harry King scored in that one, yeah. like we needed him to. Yeah. But not enough other stuff happened. Yeah. That was a wanna bet special that
nice.
went awry. First time all year, Bayern Munich did not lead at the half.
Wow! But Harry King
or at least lead or be tied. First time they trailed at the half.
Yeah,
and they had led in all but one.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, I guess they were due.
Yeah, they were tied at the half against Ben's favorite team, Borussia Mönchengladbach.
I did not know that.
Then
was your
they
favorite.
Trailed Union Berlin 1-0. Ended up 2-2 final. Not,
I don't
not
know much
nearly
about soccer, but Mönchengladbach always
he loves Borussia Mönchengladbach.
It makes me laugh.
You know what's funny? That's how I associate those teams too. Like when we were back in the day when soccer.
You know
was
who
first.
Plays for Borussia Mönchengladbach?
The blonde
now.
Guy.
No, Gio Reyna, who used to play for Borussia Dortmund.
His dad started stuff.
Claudio. No. His the guy who's well. Beerhalter
yeah.
started.
Yeah, but that was the so,
yes, it,
yeah,
sorry. Yes, Claudio.
Is my team Malmo back?
They're not. I mean, they're doing fine in Sweden.
What was it? A blind spot?
Blind spot.
Yeah. That was a blind spot.
Yeah. Malmo's a blind spot.
I actually did okay with Malmo.
Yeah.
I remember when we were talking. You said that. I thought you said that. Maybe did I? I don't know. I thought one of us.
I seem to remember that. Yeah.
I think
FC Copenhagen, I would say, was more of a blind spot for me than Malmo.
I'm the Brewers.
Yeah. Right now, the NFL's a blind spot.
Well, both of us. It's both of us right now.
Hey, are the Terps in the midst of a giant blind spot? They started 4-0. They are now in the midst of a losing streak. They go to Illinois this Saturday. Is Mike Locksley coaching for his job? We'll answer next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.